Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
The real story behind the viral poem, "And the People Stayed Home," written and read by Stacy Marshall. There's a beautiful poem that's making the rounds right now. Perhaps you've seen it. The post usually starts with something like, "And the People Stayed Home" poem by Kathleen O'Meara, written in 1869 and republished during the 1919 pandemic. This is timeless. It is really a beautiful poem about some positive things that happened in the midst of a pandemic. That part is true. But the rest of it? Well, listen on for the real story behind this viral poem. Was the People Stayed Home poem written in 1869? Some claim that the poem was written after the Irish potato famine. Some say it was reprinted during the 1919 pandemic of the Spanish flu, which actually is known as the 1918 pandemic. But the truth is that the poet actually wrote the poem that starts with the line, "And the people stayed home," in March 2020. The poem shares an idyllic version of the months that are yet to come, that the many good things being done during this tough season of social distancing could result in a revitalized world. So who wrote the pandemic poem, "The People Stayed Home"? The poem was, in fact, written by Catherine Kitty O'Meara. Kitty's a retired teacher who lives in Madison, Wisconsin, with her 5 rescue dogs and her husband, Philip. "I was anxious for the past few months. I knew this was coming, and I couldn't be of service," Kitty shared. Her husband told her, "Write. Just write again." After writing the post, Kitty shared it on Facebook with her friends. "I post stuff like that all the time. I usually don't get a lot of response, but this found its niche," Kitty said. Since going viral, fans have reached out to Kitty from around the globe. Her words have provided comfort and hope in a time when we most need it. "It's just amazing," Kitty said. "I saw going viral as a gift. I was able to offer a little spiritual care." The poem about hope during coronavirus pandemic, written by Kitty O'Meara. "And the people stayed home and read books and listened, and they rested and did exercises and made art and played and learned new ways of being and stopped and listened more deeply. Someone meditated, someone prayed, someone met their shadow, and people began to think differently, and people healed. And in the absence of people who lived in ignorant ways, dangerous, meaningless, and heartless, the earth also began to heal. And when the danger ended and people found themselves, they grieved for the dead and made new choices and dreamed of new visions and created new ways of living and completely healed the earth just as they were healed."
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hello, hello. Quenice Petway here, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. Are you someone who loves to take a deep dive into God's Word, one verse at a time, to explore His will for your life and desire to draw closer to Him? If that sounds like you, I'd love to invite you to head over to lifeaudio.com and search Your Daily Bible Verse to tune in and subscribe for daily inspiration, life application, and spiritual transformation through the in-depth exploration of God's Word.